You know, a lot of R&B and funk greatness came from Ohio. Zapp and Roger, Bootsy Collins, the Ohio Players, the Isley Brothers, the OJs, and many more. In January of 1956, the godfather of soul, James Brown, walked into the studios of King Records in Cincinnati, Ohio for the first time. The original Lakeside was born and founded in the land of funk, Dayton, Ohio. Drummer and band manager Fred Alexander joined the band in 1976, and I had to ask him why so much excellent funk came out of Ohio. What makes Ohio so funky, Fred?
Well, it's a funky town. I mean, it wasn't that much to do, so it's either play music or have a job at the factory, or, you know, they had plenty of good jobs, but if you were a music head, it was in your system. You had to play music, and then most of the good groups came out of Dayton. I mean, Slave, Ohio Players, Heatwave, Sun, a lot of cats came out of Dayton, you know, and so It was just something that you looked up to the other acts before you. I guess Ohio Players kind of started things off, and then
All
the other groups followed after that.
Wow. Wow. So many successful funk groups coming out of there. I mean, didn't Boosie come out of that area too?
He's Cincinnati, yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about Zapp and Roger? They came out of there.
Zapp is from Dayton, Ohio. Yeah, that's the other band that was there that Roger Troutman and Zapp.
Wow.
Was real instrumental in a lot of the groups, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, I understand that the group started in 1969 as the Young Underground and eventually evolved into the Ohio Lakeside Express. The group was signed to Curtum Records. Was Curtis Mayfield ever produce the band? Did Curtis ever produce?
No, he never did. No, he didn't. As a matter of fact, we kind of adapted. There was a newspaper in Chicago named Lakeside.
Uh-huh.
And when we got to L.A., Dick Griffey suggested, I guess around 77 or so, he suggested that we dropped the Ohio Lakeside Express and just be Lakeside, you know, the original Lakeside. So that name stuck, you know, because it was so positive.
Right.
And that's how that came about. But yeah, Dick Griffey was instrumental in us shortening names, you know, because a lot of bands had long names and bands started shortening the names, you know, to make it a lot easier. And also more commercial.
Right. Well, I understand that the group has been together for over 52 years. First of all, congratulations and happy anniversary, man. I mean, that's...
Oh, thanks, man. 50, God keeps blessing us, you know.
52 years. Can you believe that it lasted that long?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Steve Shockley started the group.
Uh-huh.
And I originally got with the group in 76, 77, around that time zone.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Steve Shockley was the one that started it all.
Well, what is the magic that keeps the group together, Fred?
Being down for the same purpose. You know, I always tell cats that want to have a band, make sure you got guys that are down for the same purpose. Objective was to make records and perform.
Uh-huh.
We always wanted to make records, and at the time when we first got the Solar Records, we wasn't that good of writers, but we were reaching. And Dick Griffey told us, you know, if we came over to Solar, you know, because Fort Knox wanted us, Total Experience wanted us, and back then, you know, record companies would come out to the shows and watch you perform. And they all would come out and, you know, they would all shoot their shot, you know. And, you know, our thing was, well, we wanted to write, you know. And Fort Knox wrote all the songs for their acts. And Total Experience basically did the same thing over there with Lonnie Simmons and And Dick Griffey was like, well, hey, man, if you guys come over here, I'll let you write half the album.
Right.
But once we got in the studio, you know, he liked what he heard, so he didn't interfere at all. We ended up writing the whole album and working with Leon Silvers.
It's all the way.
In 1974, the group was signed to Motown.
Briefly, real quick.
Whatever happened to the music that you guys recorded at Motown? What happened to that music, Fred?
Well, some of the stuff is still in the can. I remember one song, If I Didn't Have You, that was a favorite of mine, as we used to do.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, Dick Griffey and Don Cornelius had ABC Records.
Right.
And that didn't work out, so Dick Griffey took the record part of it, and Don kept Soul Train, the TV show Soul Train.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick took on the music side and became Sound of Los Angeles Records.
Right.
Solar.
Solar, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that was in 1978 or so, about 77, 78.
Yeah. Okay. Around that same time zone.
And then
a lot was going on.
And then you guys released the Shot of Love album, is that right?
Yeah, we released the Shot of Love album. We also released It's All the Way Live. All of that came off of that. We were Robin Hood and the Merry Men.
I'm going to get to that question about the album covers, because I love those album covers. So on the Shot of Love album, was Leon Silvers a part of that production?
Leon was with us. Yeah, Leon was with us at the start, you know.
Uh-huh.
And as we progressed, you know, Leon's involvement became less because he had his hands full with, you know, trying to do Dynasty. And you know, we were starting to write for some of the other acts.
Uh-huh.
Whispers, Climax,
wow.
You know, and then plus we were like the musicians for a lot of the records, like Steve is...
What?
He wrote And the Beat Goes On with
I Leon didn't know that.
That's him on the guitar.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I had no idea. So you guys were like the backup musicians for a lot of the stuff on Solar.
Yeah, we were a lot of the stuff on Solar, and, you know,
wow.
We just jumped in, you know, because we were all sort of like a big family. It was a really nice time to be at Solar.
Right.
We picked the right record company to go with.
And everybody just kind of pulled together and just did what needed to be done.
Just did what needed to be done to make it happen. Solar was hot.
See you. out here with us, it ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to run, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about your troubles and your 9 to 5. And just sail on, that's what you do, just sail on. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Strength.
In September of 2016, the original Lakeside was honored by the National Museum of African American History and Culture for their contribution to funk and R&B music history. Known for their thematic album covers, this memorable and excellent artwork presented the group as Robin Hood and the Merry Men, cowboys, 1920s police, and even pirates. I was curious as to how they came up with this idea. Now getting back to the album covers, Fred, the band was dressed as pirates, cowboys, and police officers. Who came up with those ideas for those costumes on those album covers?
Well, we just always wanted to be the sky's the limit. We didn't want to get caught in one, you know, concept. I mean, from Robin Hood, we went to cowboys as Rough Riders. And after Rough Riders, they wanted us to be Rough Riders Rides again. But we would have been stuck as cowboys forever.
Now those,
so we had to go through some stuff with the record company for the next album, Phantasm of Voice, because we told them, well, you know, we want to be pirates next. And they was like, well, you know, pirates is negative.
Right.
And we were like, but no, man, we'll make it work because we're going to be, you know, to make them accept it better, we just said, well, we're going to be buccaneers because the words sound better.
Right.
But buccaneers are worse than pirates.
Sail the sky, I say yes.
Sail.
Just
Good music just lasts forever, doesn't it?
Lasts forever, man. You know, like I always tell people, a good story will last forever. Man. And it's about the stories, you know, and trying to tell people to come along and get on Fantasy Voyage, forget about your troubles and your 9 to 5.
And just say,
you know,
hello.
That's real, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Fred, I've never heard about this before, but in my research, I've discovered... You play drums barefooted, Fred?
Yeah.
Are you still playing the drums barefooted?
Like I started practicing like that, and the drums just feel totally different than when you have shoes on because you don't have something in between your foot and the pedal.
Right.
It's just your foot and the pedal. And it just brought me a whole nother awareness of the relationship with the drums.
Uh-huh.
It just went somewhere else, and I just got to the point where I just really enjoy playing barefooted. So.
That's wonderful, because I was watching some video, and I looked into that. What, is he playing the drums barefooted?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what's in the future for Lakeside? Are there any future projects
in
the works?
Well, you know, right now we have some songs that... we previously recorded and never did release.
Uh-huh.
And from the Lakeside, Lost File, the Lakeside, from the vault. And so what we've started doing with those songs is just releasing them for our fans. Like, we have three of the songs right now on Spotify. You're Not the Only One, You Can't Fade Me.
Uh-huh.
And we did a remake of Something About That Woman.
Oh, you guys redid that one? Something About That Woman? That's one of my favorite.
It's all on Spotify, and if our fans want to go to Spotify and put in the original Lakeside, all that stuff will pop up. But yeah, you know, we just wanted to do some stuff for our fans, and we have some more that we're going to release. In the meantime, we're working on the new Lakeside stuff.
Uh-huh.
So we're working on that material now.
Right, right.
And we just, you know, we're constantly writing, constantly, you know, trying to reach for it, you know.
Well, Fred, you know, I've got to give you my sincere thanks for this interview, for your time. And especially
no, thank you for having me, man. And I just want to thank the fans for all the support all these years. I want to thank you and the radio station at 90.7 for jumping on top of this and being on it. You know, we really appreciate it, and we want everybody to know that we appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, our thanks to the band and for all your work and your, you know, just keeping it going and keeping the funk alive. We appreciate you so much. And the music is still strong, and it resonates today to people that love Lakeside. And we thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Like I say, without you guys, there wouldn't be no Lakeside. So thank you. We need you guys.
We're definitely going to keep you in the gumbo mix for sure. That's absolutely
thank
for sure.
Thank you for keeping us in that gumbo mix. And Dee DeWayne, I'm looking forward to seeing you. And we're going to mix it up.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Fred.